It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, June 28th, 2019. We have 11 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have south winds, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 today, so it's going to be windy out there. Wind waves from the south, 4 feet high at about 4 seconds apart, and west swells 2 feet at 7 seconds, and we have a chance of showers. And today we're going to be talking about something that's going to be happening next week, a period of extra low tides and extra high tides as well, but it's going to be an opportunity for you in some places on the coast to see something called a ghost forest. And also, the tides will just be really, really low. So there'll be during low tide, there will be a lot of beach available for walking. So it's kind of an unusual event. It doesn't happen that often. And I want to tell you about it so you can plan, if you have time during the 4th of July holiday especially, to get out there on the beach and see what a really low tide looks like. But we'll talk about that in just a minute. Let's take a look at today's Columbia River ship schedule. Let's see, we have 5 inbounders, we have 5 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 1 outbounder heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is a fish processor. She is a ship that comes into the Columbia occasionally, and if you're a longtime listener to the Ship Report, you've heard her name before. She's called the Frosty. She is arriving from offshore. She's headed for the port of Astoria, to probably Bornstein Seafoods to unload her fish cargo. And this is a vessel that can either take fish from other fishing boats that come up to it out at sea and unload their cargo, or it can also take fish itself and then process those fish on board so that they're all packaged when they come into port. So these are some of the things that vessels that are called fish processors do. I'm not sure exactly what the Frosty does, but she is a vessel that does come into the port of Astoria to unload freshly caught fish. And she should be at the port by about 7:30 this morning. The Koreski OL is arriving from Los Angeles. She's headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She's a bulk carrier, and she'll be there at about 7:30 this morning. The Formosa 13 is arriving from South Korea, headed for Calama. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 this morning and arrive in Calama by about 1:30 this afternoon. The ATB Dublin C is arriving from Anacortes, Washington. She's headed for Vancouver, Washington, and she is a petroleum tanker. She will pass Astoria around 10 a.m. and arrive in Vancouver by about 4 p.m. The Global Ark is arriving from San Francisco. She's headed for the Vancouver Anchorage, and she is picking up a cargo of bentonite clay at the port of Vancouver, and she'll pass Astoria about 3:30 p.m. and arrive in Vancouver at about 9:30 p.m. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the Prabhu Shakti, the Sakazaya Noble, the Kania, the Pan Bicorn, and the Magic P, and those last two ships are at the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria. All these vessels are going to be carrying wheat. So the vessels that you see in the anchorage are generally sitting very high in the water, and they are waiting to pick up cargo. So they come in light and leave loaded, as I've said before. So when you look out there, you'll see a lot of that dull red bottom paint showing, and then you'll see above that, you'll see the black demarcation point, where above that point, the hull is painted black, and below it, it's painted red. And in our outbounders, we have the Finula. She's leaving Longview with wheat on board. That's a very common cargo here on the Columbia, leaving around 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7:30 p.m. And that heavy lift ship, the Combi Deck 1, that came in with wind turbine parts, those blades earlier in the week on Monday, is on the schedule to depart from Portland, from Port Vancouver, on Saturday about 3 p.m. Now, if that remains in effect, we could see her pass Astoria outbound at about 3 p.m. on Saturday. Well, let's talk about what's happening next week. This is going to be very interesting. I thought I'd tell you about it now so you can plan ahead if you want to check it out and get to the beach. We're going to be entering a period next week of extra high and extra low tides, and I got this information from meteorologist Gordon McCraw because there's something that will be revealed by the low tide that you can see if you're in Tillamook County in Neskowin on the beach, something called a ghost forest that will be exposed by the very, very low tide. But let's talk about what that means. So some of the highest and lowest tides of the year are expected on the mornings of July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, with the lowest occurring on Thursday, the 4th. The low tide of minus 2.14 feet occurs on 3rd of July at just about 8 o'clock in the morning, and the lowest is minus 2.24 feet at 8:44 a.m. on the holiday, July 4th. And another minus 2.09 feet occurs at 9:29 a.m. on the 5th of July. So that means that exceptionally low tides, they're going to be a couple of feet below what they normally are. And that means that a lot more beach will be exposed. Now, these are all based on the Garibaldi tide tables from NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And they'll vary a little bit up and down the coast, but generally those are the times where low tide is going to be. So also there will be tides higher than normal, so the swing will be greater. So why is this happening? It's happening because of something called a perigean spring tide that's going to be occurring next week. This is when the moon is either new or full. In this case, it's a new moon and is closest to the Earth. So we can expect during next week, during those days, higher than normal high tides and lower than normal low tides that will happen. So about three or four times a year in the spring and in the fall, right now it's happening in the early summer, the cusp of summer, the new and full moon coincides closely in time with that perigee of the moon, the point when the moon is closest to the Earth. These occurrences are often called perigean spring tides. During these tides, extra low tide events can happen. And on Oregon beaches, they can bring an extra attraction for people who want to take a look at an extra low tide. Now, in Neskowin, in Tillamook County, the ghost forest, as I said, usually becomes exposed during these very low tides. And this is a group of Sitka spruce stumps that became buried when the coastline dropped after an earthquake several thousand years ago. So this used to be where the coastline was. But after this earthquake, there was subsidence, and this forest area dropped, and the sea level, the area that it was the coast, actually moved inland a bit. Now, this is about 100 stumps on the beach in Neskowin and snags, and it's all that's left of a 2,000-year-old stand of Sitka spruce that was buried by that earthquake. And it's considered a great, remarkable natural phenomenon in Oregon. So a little caveat from Gordon McCraw, if you need to go exploring these low tide areas anywhere on the coast, some safety rules you need to be aware of that we always tell you here on the station as well and on the ship report. It's best to arrive as the tide is going out. This way you don't get trapped somewhere as the tide comes in and surrounds you. So take a look at the tide tables. You can find them on a phone app. You can find them online. Just look up tides. There's a site called saltwatertides.com. You can pick up a tide table near where you are at a marine supply store or a hardware store. Just get the information necessary to tell you what's going to be happening where you're going. So arrive early and give yourself lots of time to look around. Use extreme caution while walking out in rocky areas because they're probably going to be pretty slippery. And if you fall, you could get broken bones or get injured. So enjoy your time out there and make sure that you check the tidal app to see what's happening on the beach and a place where you're going, and enjoy these unusual low tides next week. If you have the day off on the 4th of July, you might go out to the beach and check it out. Even if there isn't a ghost forest to see, it'll be interesting just to see that long stretch of beach when the tide is low. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.